before I begin the Yud Beis Sugya, I need to step back a little from something that I mentioned a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I mentioned the Shaila of a Balas Tshuva who wants to marry a Kayin. The halacha is that if she was Mizana with a guy or with anybody she's not allowed to marry, she's asked to a Kayin forever. She has a din of a Zayna. On the other hand, if she was Mizana with the Yisrael, she does not become Asal Abayla. And the question is whether a person can say, is Nemenes to say that she was Mizana, but only with Jews. So I mentioned then that Rav Sternbuch, in his first volume of Tshuvas Van Haggis, says she's believed, she has a Migul. She could say she was a Mizana, says she was Mizana. She's never to say that it was only with people who don't answer her. Later, in the fourth volume of Tshuvas Van Haggis, where he retracts, he says, today, if a girl was in a dorm in a college, she has no nemanis with a migu, because to say that she wasn't Mizana at all is something that's she's reluctant to say. It's not common. And since nus is so rampant, she loses her migu, and Mimela, she doesn't have an nemanis to say that she was Mizana only with Jews. That's what I had spoken out on that occasion. A week or two ago, I got an email from someone who apparently viewed the shir on Torah Anytime, and he's a Kayin, and he's read a shidduch with a Balas Tshuva. And the Balas Tshuva says, I communicated with her by email, she says that not only she wasn't Mizana with any Gayim, she just wasn't Mizana in college. She says she's still a Basula. So I told the fellow I'd ask Reb David. I was at the Zlatowitz wedding, and I spoke to Reb David Feinstein, and Reb David told me that she's a frum woman, she's demenes, but he has to believe her. He has to feel he believes her. I mean, sometimes someone says something and the credibility comes through, and sometimes it doesn't come through. See, so that's what he said. He said that Mikra did, she's believed, but he has to feel that she's telling the truth. And that's what, and that was what he said. But she's believed. The person's believed. Most meat in the world is treif. If you have a piece of meat, and you tell me it's kosher, I believe you. So there's no raiv. Raiv is when you're masupik. Anyway, that was his psak. Later, I was thinking that it may be different when a person says she just was a mizana, so she knows. As opposed to someone who says that she was mizana in college, but it was always Jews. It's like Musa Rami Alaydinish Valavadaite. She has to be believed that at that time she assessed who the people snus. Maybe it's different. I don't know. I didn't ask from David Lamaisa, so I don't know for certain what he would have said. Anyway, I'm saying this to just to sort of clarify a halacha lamaisa that I said the other week, which may not be totally halacha lamaisa. Tonight's topic is an interesting, rare but occasional occurrence, where somebody says that she's also to a husband. The Gemara's case is a case of in the top of Yebez and Mebez, Yehudis the Bisud Reb Chia, the Havias La Tsar Leida. She was having a hard time in childbirth. So I suppose the Gemara mentions it because she was in a state of doing tshuva. So Amra Lei, so she started thinking, she said, you know, I know why this is happening. Amra Li Eim, Kibul Bechavich Kedushi Kizutras. You're married to someone else. Your father was Makabal Kedushin for you when you were a Ketana. And you're married to someone else, so you're not married to Reb Chia. So you're out of... So that's why this is happening. If so, she's asa to Reb Chia. So Amalah lav kol kimine di'imech da'asu sechai lavoi. Your mother's not believed to asa you on me, and memela, it doesn't count. So we've heard, supposedly there was a maisa with Rav Maisha, we're at a wedding, the mother of the, I don't know, Chasa Rekala, told him that, you know, she has a kind of, something on her conscience, and that the child is a mamzer, the child she had from Znus. And Ramesha said, "You're not believed." Finished, and went on with the chasna, because the person is not believed to ask somebody else. The big kasha on the sugya is a kasha that the Tosis really asks here. There's a concept of shavya nafsha chatichid isura. The concept of shavya nafsha chatichid isura is the following. If I say that I know this piece of meat is treif, I know that a certain piece of meat is treif, it's in a case where I don't have nemanis. It's your meat. I'm believed on my meat. I'm not believing your meat. I say, your meat, I know it's treif. I saw something happen to it. So the halachi is that I'm not neman. I'm not believed. However, shavya nafshi chetichid isura. Like, I'm by myself, it's still aser. Once I say it, even if I'm not believed l'gabei others, I'm believed l'gabei myself. The Mishnah has a case where a man says, "I was mekadish this woman," and she says, "What are you talking about?" And he can't prove it. She's not believed. The woman can marry whoever she wants. But this man who said, "I was mekadish you," is not allowed to marry her sister, because shavya nafshei chetichid isura. That's the halacha, that if someone says something, he himself is bound by the words that he said. So the big kasha here is why Yehudis, the Bisud Reb Chiya, is not believed. Lugabe herself, she's saying that Amr Liyim, the Kibbul Bechavich Kedushim, she's saying Shneishasish. So why isn't she believed? Why is she believed Lugabe herself? Now, obviously, Nafkamina is. They're not. Okay, 1 second. I hear everyone's starting up with the mother-in-law. I hear 1 second. The Ramesha has a case where it's not the mother. Ramesha has in the tshuva I have here is where a woman says that she herself was mekabel kedusha from someone else in a prior situation. She's saying it about herself, and that's Ramesha has a tshuva about this. And obviously, it depends what the teretz is. Here, if the teretz is because it's the mother, then in Ramesh's case, you're out of luck, because here it wasn't the mother, here it was the woman herself. Even though ain't all the mesim asmei rasha, that we don't believe what the person said, ain't all the mesim asmei rasha, but it doesn't mean that there's no shavya nafshe. Shavya nafshe, there is. The case in Shulchan Aruch of Shavya Nafshe is in Hilchos Shechita, where a sheikh had said, the halacha is when a sheikh is shechting, he's believed. It's biyadai. It's biyadai b'shah shechita, do what he wants. He's believed to say it was a bad shechita. But if he shechts, and the meat goes out already to the marketplace, it's not his meat, and now he says, you know, when I shechted yesterday, I was nervous and it was bad. He's not believed anymore. But Lagabe himself, he's believed, even though I know the Mesa Masri Rasha. But Lagabe himself, he's nevertheless believed. That's Shavya Nafshe. He's saying, "I gave out meat yesterday. I said it was kashi yesterday. It was really treif." That's what he's saying. "I gave out meat yesterday." What do you mean? He himself is not allowed to eat that meat. Even though everyone else can eat the meat. But he can't eat it, because if you say something about yourself, the Shavya Nafshe Chetichid Isura, that's the din of Shavya Nafshe.
What if it's in his possession still?
If it's in his possession, if you own something, then we say Eirecha Neman Bisurim. If it's your meat, or it's Biyadai, then there's a halach of Eirecha Neman Bisurim, and he's believed to say it's true.
And nobody else could eat it either.
And nobody could eat it. But once it's out of his hand, it's not Biyadai, and it's not his meat, so there's no din of Eirecha Neman Bisurim. And so this is the big kasha. Somebody says something and they're not believed. But Lagabi themselves, they should be believed on Shavya Nafshe Chetichid Isura. So here, there are a number of terutzim on the kasha. One teretz is, the Marit answers, that we find by married women, they're not neman to asa themselves on the husband, because chashinan, Shema einan nosta b'achar. Maybe she wants to get out of the marriage. She's saying it to get out of the marriage. She fell in love with somebody else. So she's trying to get out of the marriage. That's the Maritz Teretz.
But how can you tell a person to do something when they are saying that before you reason they might do it?
Okay, one second.
After the vow, maybe, but how can you tell a person?
Okay, I hope to get to your question. It's a good question. The Rani is the question, but one second. There's just a chap here in this Gemara, because if a person can't say, I must say to my husband, cheshinon, she wants to marry someone else. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. What was the Gemara's case? This lady said, my mother said, your father was mekabel kedusha from someone else when you were a little girl. We don't know who. She can't say cheshin shemeinei anasta ba'acher. She's going to be asked to the whole world. She doesn't know who this other person is. There's no man standing there waiting for her. So the Maritz Teretz is something that's sort of a little bit lacking. The Teretz that I heard from two sides is that Shita says, I don't know. My mother said. She said, my mother said. So that's not good enough. So Ramesha and the Tshuva says that's not a good Teretz, because if a person says, I believe my mother, now, as I feel that she's telling the truth, she said that they're makabel kedusha me'acher, it still would be shavi anafshe chetichid isura. There still would be such a halacha of shavi anafshe. I saw in Rav Yashiv Shurim, he brings down this teretz that it's only from the mother, and he says who teretz dochuk. He doesn't explain why, but I suppose that's why. If you say my mother said, you don't believe her, you're not bound by it. But shavi anafshe, if you believe it, should be something of an issue.
She wants to turn these kids
so,
into
mamzerim
by saying that.
Shavi Anafshe, she's not believed the Gabi the rest of the world. The kids are not mamzerim. But the Gabi herself, she should believe. That's the quirk of Shavi Anafshe. You believe the Gabi yourself and not the Gabi other people. I just want to tell you, this brings back memories of when I was in Rav Palmshir. We learned Tachas Shchita, Simin Aleph. He's inside the Kapischei Tshuva there. He brings the first place Yeridei Shavi Anafshe is brought. When a sheikh says that the meat is treif, whether he's not believe the Gabi others, he's believe the Gabi himself. The Pischei Tshuva brings two pshatim in Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. One pshat is you believe the Gabi yourself and not the Gabi others. It's a chiddush. Besdin is paskening. The paskening, everyone can eat it, you can't eat it. Brings another pshat that it's a din neder. When a person says, this is treif, it goes to him a din neder. It's like he made a makabal neder on himself. Even though he didn't say a lashon neder, it's like he was makabal, like he asked it on himself by saying it. That's the shavi anafshe, which would maybe fit him better a little bit. When I say, I believe my mother, you don't know, but Sanayi Behuda says on this pshat, even though Sharmela says it, says Zeus Shtus Gadol. That's Sanayi Behuda, right? Zeus Shtus Gadol. You think he could be Matan Neder? Shavi Anafshe, yes, that time. So he says Zeus Shtus Gadol. So anyway, what I want to bring out is really just the lumdus of the sugya, the idea of the kasha. The Maisa of Gemara says she's not believed. Why is she not believed? You have your choice: either Shema Neder Nasta Va'acher, or because she didn't say about herself, a very big nafkamina, when she does say, she knows it herself. An interesting shaila, I was in Canada, I think it was in Toronto. I remember the Canadian Rav who told me the shaila. Maisha Shoya Kachaya, a couple got married, and they were Moshe Abrachas. Now it seems that when they were going to the wedding, the chassan didn't want to lose the ring, so he gave the ring to his sister, he had a married sister, was coming, he said, hold the ring for me, I don't want to lose it. So the sister felt, you know what, I don't want to lose this ring either. She put it on her finger. He put it on her finger, and till the chuppah. She came to the chuppah, she gave it back, he's Makadishar, the middle of Sheva Brachis, and she says, you know, I messed up. I gave you the wrong ring. You know, I had my own marriage band, and then you gave me one. I gave you one, but now I realize that, you know, the one I have still is the shiny one, and I gave you the wrong one. What's an afkamina? Not his. He's not gonna. I guess he still wants to marry her, I assume. So, what? Yeah, but she didn't mean to give away her ring.
She didn't mean to.
She gave a mistake. She thought she was returning. She thought you were returning an aveda. Then she said she gave the other ring. What? It was a mistake. He didn't mean to be. She didn't mean to be mocked anything. His shtar he didn't do. He didn't do shtar kedushin. Nobody does shtar. You did shtar kedushin. So it was not shtar kedushin.
So
what about yichud? That's chuppah. And the big nafkamin is that presumably he'll just take the other ring and be mekadesh now. But then they need a new sheva brachas, you know, for 7 more days. And also nafkamina when the anniversary is, you know, the first or the second. So I don't know. This rav was saying that she's not believed. She's not believed. Because this is believable, you're not believed.
So it's totally. Your name is on the inside.
No, your name is not on the inside of your ring. No. Unless your name is 14 carat. There's now, really, this depends on what I was saying. Because what I was saying here is, the Sharamela said that when Yehuda said, my mother told me, there's no Shaviyah knives, there's no Nemanis. My mother said, your mother has no Nemanis. Yeah, my sister said, your sister has no Nemanis. But Ramesha writes that if you believe the person, then it is binding on you. Then it is binding. I don't know if it's Ashavia Nafshe or Themanis. But if you believe it here, this will be an afkamina. If you believe the sister, I mean, she has very little motivation to lie. If you believe the sister, so then according to Ramesha says you'd be bound by it. According to what Sharamela says, your sister said your sister's neidechad amamin is not believed amamin. So it's not. So it's a good shaila at the end of the day. This rabbi was telling this to me at, I was in Canada for a parliament for yeshiva, so we were schmoozing. So he told me about the shaila, and he said, I don't remember if he said b'shmai or b'shem somebody else, that she has no neman, is finished, it's all over, like Ramesha by the wedding. The mother said, no neman, is finished. So I don't know. I don't know if it's that way here. And the mother suddenly says the child to mamzer, probably the child doesn't quickly believe the mother. But when you say I switched rings, it's just a lot more believable. And so, I don't know, there's somebody out there who's got married by one ring or the other. A future way out. Well, I suppose she wants to trade the rings and do a kedushin now. Okay, Eshe, yeah.